Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shavuos Daf Yud Beis, Shavuos 12. On today's Daf Yomi, our Gemara cites a sentence from our Mishnah, which we had learned back on Beis and Mabeis. Our Mishnah states, Al Shar Averot Shebet Torah, when it comes to all other sins that one does in violation of the Torah, whether they are Hakavos V'Hachamuros, whether they are lenient or stringent, Hazadonos V'Hashagagos, whether they are purposeful or accidental, Hoda V'lo Huda, whether a person knew about the sin before he committed it or didn't know. Ase velo ase, positive or negative commandment. Krisos umisos bezin, whether it refers to a sin whose punishment is by karis, by death from heaven, or by death by a court. Then sayra mishtaleach mechaper, then under all those circumstances, the goat that was sent down in the wilderness on Yom Kippur serves as an atonement. This is considered the goat of Azazel, the sayr l'Azazel. As we've been discussing, there were two goats. One goat was sacrificed inside the temple. That was called Sa'ir LaHashem. And the other goat was called Sa'ir LaAzazel. So most of our chapter has been discussing how the Sa'ir LaHashem serves as an atonement. For what does it serve as an atonement? And now the Mishnah is telling us that for all other sins, the Sa'ir LaAzazel, the goat that was sent down into the wilderness, serves as an atonement. So in this context of the Gemara is going to clarify this and say, Hai asei heichidami. In what sense do we say that the goat that is sent out into the wilderness serves as an atonement for those who have violated a positive commandment, meaning they have not done a positive commandment? In fact, the Gemara is going to discuss all of it, but we're starting by discussing the positive commandment. How does this goat serve as an atonement? Idulo avat tshuva, if a person has repented, or if the person has not repented. If the person has not repented, how could a sacrifice serve as an atonement? We have a verse from Proverbs chapter 21, verse 27. Zevach Rishaim Toeva, the offering of a wicked person is an abomination to God. And so if the person who has refrained from doing the positive commandment how is this goat sent out serving as an atonement? It's considered the offering of a wicked person, which is an abomination. V'ida avad tshuva, and if they have done repentance, if they have really repented, then why do they need to wait for the goat that was sent out into the wilderness? Kol yom nami, every day when they repent, it should serve as an atonement, because it states in a braisa that's explicit, avar al mitzvahs ase, if you have violated a positive commandment, meaning you have not done a positive commandment that was commanded by the Torah, v'asa tshuva, and you repent, lozaz mishamat shemocholin lo, which means immediately you are forgiven for that sin. So if that's the case, why do we need this goat that's being sent out into the wilderness? If you have not repented, the goat shouldn't be effective, and if you have repented, you shouldn't need the goat. Immediately your repentance should take effect. So the Gemara's answer, which it will discuss in tomorrow's daf at length, is that our Mishnah follows the position of Rebbe, which is be'omed b'mirdo, that the person remains in his rebellious state and he has not repented. And Rebbe's position is that this goat serves as a way of repentance, whether or not a person has repented or not, the goat serves as an atonement. So that's the position of Rebbe, and that's the Gemara's answer to this question. But going back to that braisa, the braisa implies that if a person has repented, immediately they are forgiven. And Rashi explains that the reason for this is because the verse from Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 22 states, Shuvu banim shovavim, erpa mishuvotechem, return my wayward sons, I will heal you upon your return. And we learn from here that if somebody repents, immediately God heals them and serves as an atonement. However, from the language of this braisa, it also implies that if somebody violates a positive commandment, meaning they have not done the positive commandment and they repent, under those circumstances, it serves as an atonement. However, if they violated a negative commandment, meaning if they did a prohibition, something that was absolutely prohibited to them, and they repented, by this it's not stated that they are achieving atonement immediately. And this seems to be difficult. Tosfos raises the problem that this is a problematic position, because the Gemara in Yoma 85b says that atonement works. Repentance works as an atonement whether you violated a prohibition or whether you refrained from doing a positive commandment. And indeed, in the Gemara in Chagiga 5a, it also also states that whoever does anything wrong and regrets it, immediately they are forgiven for their sins, even by all other sins. And so we see from here that our Braisa here, which sees to say that repentance works immediately only for a positive commandment, seems to argue with the Gemaras in Yoma and Chagiga, which say that even for a negative prohibition that you have violated, the atonement is immediate if you repent. And so therefore, Tosfos explains, Tosfos synthesizes the text and says, when it comes to all other sins, when it comes to a positive commandment, the atonement works immediately if you repent. But when it comes to all other sins, then you do not achieve atonement immediately upon your repentance, but rather what happens is that immediately the din, the harshness of the judgment is lightened. And when Yom Kippur comes along, then you will... achieve full repentance. However, with a positive commandment, you get the immediate repentance, and it's the complete and immediate repentance. That's how Tosfos draws a distinction, that by a positive commandment, the atonement is immediate, but by a negative commandment, where you have repented, you still have to wait for Yom Kippur. So the Michtav Me'Elyo, Rabbi Elyo Dessler, explains the distinction. He says, by a positive commandment, if you have not done it, you've done something wrong, and with the help of God, if you repent, God allows you and enables you to repent immediately, and God will help you. But under those circumstances, the negativity has not entered into your body. So therefore, the siyata d'shmaya, the help of God, is able to help you overcome the fact that you have done something wrong. But when you actually have done a prohibition, then the negativity has entered into your body. And so therefore, all your repentance does, with God's help, is lessen your ability to get worse. Because often the case, when you do something wrong, it becomes worse and worse and worse. But it doesn't really achieve an atonement until Yom Kippur, because you have this negativity entering your body, and Yom Kippur needs to get rid of that complete negativity.